He served as Michigan State Superintendent from 2001 through 2005. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Tony. Good morning to you.
Saw a piece in the Holland Sentinel, Tom likes to start his the pieces that he writes with great quotes from great men. And he writes, Henry Ford once said, before everything else, getting ready is the secret for success. You believe that he was right when it comes to the business community and how it has a responsibility to help the young people.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we hear oftentimes complaints about people in our schools maybe not doing a great job in preparing kids for the world of work, and we need to continue to respond to that. But also the business community has a responsibility to train the new workforce, and this recession has wreaked havoc on a lot of people, adults, but young people alike. A lot of young people haven't been able to get up to that first rung on the employment ladder. We all remember that problem that you can't get a job without experience, and you can't get experience without a job. And so I'm encouraging, as the economy improves, for all of our businesses to reach out and to tutor, mentor, but give a job to a young person, whether they're in high school looking for a part-time job or that college student looking to earn money to return to the university come the fall.
Tom, we've had many CEOs on the program in the last 6 months who attended the Mackinac Policy Conference. I've been told that there are more than 70,000 jobs available in Michigan. They're high-tech jobs. We don't have the people who are trained for those positions. They don't have the education and training's out there. So are you saying that those companies should be investing more in getting people trained for those jobs?
Yeah, I think that what we need to do is to find ways to meld our educational and our business community together to prepare people for the new workforce. You're absolutely right, and Governor Snyder has created some programs in order to create some opportunity on this mismatch. Also, when he was over in Germany, he's looking at the German model that prepares people for some of these high-tech, but not necessarily college-educated. It's something beyond college, but less than a four-year or even a two-year degree. But they're extremely high-paying jobs. But what I'm encouraging, Tony, is to take a look and find ways to create opportunities for young people. And as we've discussed before, perhaps the only people with a higher unemployment than our youth, certainly our minority communities, but also people with disabilities. And as a former state mental health director, I'm also encouraging people to reach out and to look at the different abilities that people with disabilities bring to the workforce. There's a great organization here in southeastern Michigan, Community Living Services, led by Jim Diem, the executive director, that serves 3,000 people that used to be in state institutions, and now they're members of our communities, our churches, our synagogues, our mosques, but they're looking for work to be gainfully employed and be a greater part of our communities, and people can help in that regard as well.
Thanks so much, Tom.
It's always good to be with you, Tony. Thank you.
You're